Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's 9 a.m. on Record Store Day. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah, they're right over there, browsing the metal section. So, Patrick, it's starting to get warm enough now that we could be recording outside.
I think it's going to be happening really soon.
We could be out on the deck today if I actually had taken the time to wash the deck furniture.
There's a lot of pollen just starting to float around in the air. Probably wouldn't be too good for either of us.
I didn't want us out there.
I think soon.
But yes.
Soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Spring has sprung, people, and Rockin' the Suburbs moving outside.
It's taken a long time this year.
It really has.
But I think we're finally there.
Yeah.
All right, but we're in the basement today, and it's quite comfortable down here.
Beautiful.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And all this week, we're talking with people, regular listeners to the program, about stuff they bought on Record Store Day, recently happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happened. Yesterday we talked to Mike from Rome, New York, and he was saying something about running into people. I actually ran into a guy I hadn't seen in several years over at the CD Cellar in Falls Church, VA. It was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Record Store Day brings people together.
Brings people together.
That's right.
Yeah. Reconnects old friendships. So we exchanged info and promised to get together and hang out. So that was nice. Thanks, Record Store
Day. When you were a kid, before you started working at a record store, how often would you go to a record store, would you say? Back when they were like a big business, right?
Yeah, when they were big business. Probably whenever I got enough money.
Yeah.
That was my motivator. I would never go in there. Well, I guess I would sometimes go in and flip around, but mostly it was when I really knew I wanted to buy something. I'd heard something, saved up the money or borrowed the money from my parents or begged for it and actually went and got it.
I think once I started to drive, so let's say 16 that was the other thing. Once or twice a week, probably.
That's probably what I would
go to the record store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like this sort of, you felt like it was this communal sort of place.
That's right.
Whether or not you actually ever talked to anyone, it just felt that way.
That's right. Yeah. You recognize the people that worked there and you might see the same people and you paid attention to the posters. They were rotating in and out of the windows.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the new releases and all of that. And if they had they usually had music magazines and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
flyers. It was the hub of information. It was like the general store. Mike said that.
Yes. Okay. So today we're going to call Kevin Clement.
All right. I hope he's home.
He's down there in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So let's see if he's recovered yet from Record Store Day.
Yeah. Cause it can take a lot out of a guy. Some people get up early.
Did you get up and wait in line?
Not too long. I was in line for a little while.
Okay. Here we're calling. I hear ringing. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. It's Jim Lenihan.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and I've got Patrick with me here, too.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey Patrick. How you doing,
good.
Man?
How are you, man?
Oh, doing good. Good to talk to you. I'll never actually talk to you.
It's good to hear your voice.
No, but you have left messages before,
yes.
And we've had those on. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. More than definitely.
Yeah. So this is great. So we can now converse a little bit.
I know. Record Store Day brings people together.
We're going to talk about Record Store Day. Did you do some shopping?
Oh, yeah. Definitely did some shopping and had a good time. I wasn't in line to begin with. I got there right when the store opened, so I was kind of way back in the line there.
How big was the line?
Oh, I want to say we had about 30, 35 people there.
Wow.
Pretty good line.
At what store?
It's called Capital City Records. It's one of the only, one of the only two stores in Baton Rouge for records.
Mm-hmm.
And in my estimation, the best one. So.
Yeah. Capital City Records. That's a good name. I like it.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice, really homegrown. It's a man and his wife that own it, and they're really cool, and, you know, you can really sit down and talk music with them and all. So it's a nice little shop.
That's very cool. You know, it's so encouraging to me in some ways, Jim and Kevin, that kind of there are no more like big record store chains, and they've all come back organically. Just like Kevin was saying, that's amazing. It's people that really care about the music.
That's exactly what it is now. Yeah.
Such a good thing.
More than definitely. And this guy really, you know, takes care of his customers, and he really, you know, he's really got a good selection there. Yeah. He's got, you know, new records as well as old. So, you know, he's really good. Takes great detail in that. So.
Okay. So you're there, you're at the back of the line. There's about 30 people in front of you. And then what happens?
Yeah. So it kind of, the line kind of winded around the store. So as I'm in the line, I'm shopping. So I picked up a few little things, especially in the dollar bin. Found the Babies' old album, Union Jack.
Nice.
Got Alan Parsons Project. It's the one with Eye in the Sky and Games People Play. I don't.
Yeah, let us call Nicole really quick. Nicole Atkins, we'll check.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you.
And the one that I know Patrick has always talked about, the old Ronco record.
Yeah.
Found one called Disco Fever.
Sweet.
That has Don't Leave Me This Way, Love to Love You Baby, ooh, Turn the Beat Around,
nice,
Lady Marmalade, The Hustle.
Do the hustle.
You know, all the good disco songs, of course, you know, they're short versions that they kind of threw together.
And yeah. That's no good. But yeah, I forgot they used to do that. They would cram a bunch of stuff on there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. You get like just 12 songs aside, something like that.
Yeah. But a lot of thought that goes into my record buying process now is, I have a 4-year-old daughter. And, so I try to think of things that she would like and she would enjoy. So one of the ones I bought on a recent trip was the Go-Go's Beauty and the Beast. And she absolutely loves that record. She loves rock music. She loves funk, disco, and anything with a good beat to it, kind of blues-based rock, you know, anything like that she likes. So, as I was heading in over here, my daughter was like, "Can you play the song Girls Got the Beat?" And I'm like, you mean we got the beat? yeah, that one.
It's always good to slide a little, you know, Go-Go's into the kids' diet.
Oh, yeah.
I find that's helpful.
My kids loved them when they were little, and we actually took them to a show at Wolf Trap.
Cool.
And sat on the lawn. This would have been, let's see, how old my daughter's now, about to turn 18. So this might have been 8 years ago or something like that.
That's amazing.
And it was really fun. They had they had a great time. So
that's awesome.
Okay. So what else did you get?
So the main one I got and the one that I went there for was for the Cure. They had a new release out called Torn Down, which is kind of like the mixed up CD that they put out in 1990. And this was one that Robert Smith has kind of been teasing for almost 10 years or more that he was going to remix some more stuff, and it just never came to be. And then all of a sudden, this comes out of nowhere. And what he did was, there's 16 tracks on two albums, and there's one track from every album that they put out that includes the mixed up and a greatest hits CD. But and what he did was, he didn't necessarily take the hit off of every album. They're very kind of buried tracks. Like he took three Imaginary Boys off of the first album, M, The Drowning Man, A Strange Day. So he really took some deep tracks from some of the albums and gave them new life. He really kind of changed them up a little bit. But yeah, so that was pretty much my day. I had my daughter with me, so that made it extra interesting.
I bet. Yeah, that's cool for her.
She was. I was looking at some stuff in the, like he called it, the alternative section, and she wandered off into the metal section and brought me over Cannibal Corpse album. She's like, "What is this, Daddy?" And I'm like,
"Let's get out of here."
Yeah, I'm like, let's get out of the metal section.
That's like,
we don't really need to be looking at these album covers right now.
Not yet. You'll get there.
Yeah, she'll get there eventually. But
all right, so it sounds like a successful day.
Yeah, totally.
Oh yeah, very successful. And this was my first time ever going to a record store.
Oh, wow, cool.
So it was, it was extra eventful for me, and then a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I like to go there probably about once a month, and just go through the dollar selection and just see what he finds. You know, cause he'll get some good stuff every now and again. So that people drop off to me.
That's great. Okay.
Sounds like a great place.
Cool. So it sounds like it was.
Definitely like to keep him in business, and that, you know, I'll buy a new album every now and again, make sure he's there.
Yeah, it definitely helps to support. And if Capital City wants to fly Rock in the Suburbs down there, yeah, we'd be happy to
do an in store.
Yeah, we'll do an in store. Mm-hmm. Buy some stuff.
I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah, let him know.
and you know, just like the indie record store atmosphere, that they had a free poster that was given to everyone.
Oh, cool.
Who bought something from the record store day. So it was something I'm assuming a local artist did.
Oh, that's very cool.
Very kind of funky and all that. But it was, a nice little extra, nice little thing. Just extra thing to do, like they used to do with the record stores back in the day.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's really nice when they tie a little something in there. Because I think for these independent retailers and mom and pop shops, you know, Kevin, it's like this day and like the Christmas season are the two, you know, huge times of the year where they make a lot, you know, to carry them through those days when it's just Patrick or just Kevin inside the store, like shopping in the, you know, the $1 bin. So
definitely. Yeah. Just a nice touch for the customers trying to get them back for sure.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Cool.
Well, thanks very much, Kevin, for being on.
All right. Well, thank you. It was great talking to y'all.
Good to talk to you, man. I love Kevin's voice. It's always very soothing to me, so I'm feeling good on this Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah, I used to DJ back in the day.
That must be it.
For an adult alternative, adult contemporary station.
Oh, okay.
And it did the Midnight to Six, the Graveyard.
That's awesome. So you had to have that kind of mellow sound for the graveyard shift workers.
Yeah, but when you're doing that full time and working at a record store full time, you know, something's got to give eventually.
Yeah.
You were like Venus Flytrap.
There you go.
Yep. Basically, yep.
All right, cool. Well, thanks very much again, and it sounds like a great record store day for you, and it's something that you will do again next year?
Oh, more than definitely, more than definitely.
Very cool. All right. And, Kevin, we would like to ask you one question, though, before you leave.
Sure.
How often do you listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
Every day.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks very much. And people can listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Stitcher and all those places.
Yep.
And then also, we'd love to hear about records that you bought for Record Store Day or otherwise. Just, you know, any time of year, just tell us what cool records you bought.
Absolutely.
We would love to talk about that. So you can call our Suburban Party Line and leave a message, 612-440-1984. Or you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. By the way, Kevin has that number on speed dial, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yes, more than definitely. It's in my phone.
He's called a few times.
Beautiful.
Left some messages. Maybe in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. And I think that's about it. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linhan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'd find him just sitting on someone's desk without a sleeve.
Yeah,
just a record sitting there. Yeah.
That's right.
Sandwich on top of it.